T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
A pretty big decision was made yesterday by the Federal Trade Commission. The FTC voted yesterday to ban non-compete agreements nationwide. Yeah. Thank you. That does deserve a round of applause. Being in media my entire career, I've always had a non-compete. And if you've had one yourself, you know that... Well, I guess it depends. For example, mine have been 6 months to a year, depending on where I worked, saying, hey, if you decide to leave or for whatever reason you're no longer with our particular company, you can't work in the industry at a different company for this amount of time, basically. Because they're worried about you sharing different things you've learned there and the investment into training you. There's all these reasons that they say that you should have a non-compete. So, for example, when I was let go from KMOV, even though they let me go and it wasn't like I said, I quit, I still would not have been able to go even work here for, I believe it was 6 months, because my non-compete would have been in effect.
I'm not so sure this is legal or will stand up in court.
Well, we know there will be lawsuits.
Yeah.
But so, I support this.
So here's the thing. It's not uniform because there are states that already don't allow it. I believe Illinois is one of them. I believe in the state of Illinois, the state law does not allow a non-compete. Here's where I support it and here's where I don't support it. If there's proprietary information that you could go to work for a competitor, you could walk out the door at one place, go to work for a competitor, and using that information hurt the business of the company you just left. I see the legal precedent for that. Television news for a long time, and radio for that matter, have put these non-competes in because of the belief that if they've invested in you as a name, and they have helped amplify that name and raise your exposure in the community and your name recognition and all that, that they very carefully word this in these documents, that in return for this compensation that you're agreeing to, it's what it says in there, in return for this compensation, you agree that you are not going to go to work for anybody in our DMA, area market dominant influence for, they used to call it ADI, area of dominant influence of the signal, for six months or a year. It's always been pretty standard practice. What it does is it drives down salaries at the end of the day.
Really? Because I think it would increase it because it would force businesses potentially to be more competitive, knowing that you could just up and leave.
No, what I'm saying is it drives down salaries, because when you go to renegotiate, they know you're likely to resign, because even if you walked away, you'd have to wait 6 months or a year to get another job somewhere. And other stations that have non-competes are hesitant to hire you because they know that they can't use you for 6 months or 12 months. And if they challenge your non-compete in court, they're shooting themselves in the foot because they also have a non-compete.
So you're saying having a non-compete drives down salaries?
Yes.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah, I would agree. That's what I think.
There are companies where they'll offer sometimes to buy you out, to buy out your contract early. There's things you can do to try to work around it, but usually it's thousands and thousands of dollars. It could be a legal battle.
I'm not defending non-competes. I've always had one. Every market I've worked for has been in a state where it's legal, and I've always had a non-compete. Always.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that what the federal government did under Joe Biden's... See, the FTC is promoting this as something that's going to help the average worker. Well, most people don't have a non-compete.
Well, it says about... No, you're right. Well, it says an estimated 30 million workers, which is about 1 in 5 Americans in the workforce, they claim, according to this Fox Business article, are subject to a non-compete agreement. That's not the majority, but that's quite a few people.
But my guess is even that... I mean, I think we... And I'm not saying you. I think, generally speaking, when you think about this, they may be simplifying it because I'm not sure... Legally, they can stop a company from reaching an agreement with you, which you usually sign a document that says you agree that this information is proprietary and you're not going to share it with another company for X amount of time. And in return for that, you get compensation for it. My guess, this ends up in court. This will get challenged at some level.
But why can't a company have you sign a separate agreement that has nothing to do with a non-compete, but strictly says you can't share any of X, Y, and Z information, and if you do, essentially you'd be subject to a lawsuit? Because to me, that's completely fair. I absolutely understand why a business would not want to invest in you, and you're open to all this information about this company, and then you just take it and run off with that to a different company to benefit them. I get that.
Right.
But why could it not be a separate agreement that employees are required to sign?
Well, I think that's a big question. I've read through the FTC statement on it, and it doesn't make that clear. But for example, our account managers here at Odyssey, I know, and I would not be surprised if it's not the case at Hubbard and some of these other radio companies, and probably Gray TV, who operates Channel 4, and whoever runs Channel 2 now. Tegna runs Channel 5, don't they still? Isn't it still Tegna?
I think it's Tegna.
My guess is their account executives have something like this that says, if you leave, you can't contact our clients for 6 months or a year and try to take business away from our company. See, those are non-compete agreements that make sense to me.
That makes sense.
That's a non-compete agreement that makes sense to me, because if you can develop business here and then just walk out the door across the street and steal that business away immediately, they should be able to prevent that. So all I'm saying is I don't fully understand the breadth of this rulemaking by administrative fiat on the part of the... Until this goes to court and gets decided there, my guess is all of these are still in effect. I don't think the FTC can rubber stamp this and claim, hey, guess what? Today, all of those contracts people have signed for the last 20 years are now defunct.
Well, I think it was going to take effect, 120 days after it was officially written and whatever. What's interesting, though, is that existing non-competes will be treated differently for senior executives, according to this ruling or this decision yesterday. So if you're in a policy-making position who earns over $151,164 annually, I don't know how they came up with that number, very random, then your non-compete is still in effect. But everybody else's would essentially be void. So even if you have a contract right now, according to this, once this takes effect, it's done. You could leave. But I agree with you that I think... That is going to be the legal challenge, because you have to differentiate between, say, a salesperson stealing all of the clients that they've just connected with and developed business partnerships with, versus saying, you know, you can go to the other company and do sales there, but you can't take any of the existing clients for or reach out to them for X amount of months. That's understandable to me. So maybe if they can just come up with more specific rules, and maybe they have and I've somehow missed it, then this wouldn't be as...
Yeah.
Debated. but I think this completely makes sense because, in fact, Tina on Facebook is saying that she believes Washington University, I think she's saying, does a non-compete for physicians and believes it's 2 years. So would you have to leave the St. Louis area then to be a doctor?
Like you, what she said, I didn't read her comment, that if a physician wants to leave BJC and go to Mercy, they have a 2-year non-compete for the patients.
Well,
so in other words, you can't just take all of your patients and go somewhere else.
Or is she saying that, and maybe she can comment and explain this, or maybe she's saying you can't even go, for example, work at Mercy if you've just left BJC for 2 years, because that would be ridiculous to me. If you spent how much money to go and study this in school, and this is another
failure of the medical industry where all of these doctors now work for the health systems, where they all used to have their own offices and they would contract with the health systems to have access to their hospitals. They've since moved all of that inside. All of the billing is done through the hospitals. And it's one reason why COVID was such a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because administrative fiat orders them what to do X, Y, and Z when it comes to treating COVID, and they had no other options. I've kind of deviated from what you're talking about here. But, I mean, I could see why the systems would want to do that. I'd be interested to see what impact this has. Let the lawsuits begin. You know they will.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I feel like if, for example, I went to journalism school, that's my training. I spent 4 years studying it and thousands of dollars because I paid for 99% of my parents paid for 1 year. I paid for the rest. And to tell me I have to sit out for a year or move to a different area. I mean, thank goodness I did have a job after I lost my job at KMOV.
Right.
Otherwise, I would have been a sitting duck.
I know.
I mean, you and I, and again, I wouldn't have even been able to work here.
Everybody who's on air, generally speaking, in the state of Missouri that I know of, has some sort of standard cookie-cutter language like that in their contract. Mm-hmm. It's part of what it is.
Yeah, I'd be curious for anyone listening if they have a non-compete, what line of work they're in.
Yeah, I don't know what other industries it affects. I'm mostly, obviously, familiar with this one. Yeah, that's interesting.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.